The Boston Public Schools this week are trying to give middle school students a chance to appreciate science and technology. Superintendent Tommy Chang says it's an experience the students want.
Kids have a passion for science, for technology, for engineering and math, but we just got to give them those opportunities to engage in this work.
Most Boston middle schools are putting aside English papers and history lessons this week to instead have students focus on hands-on science projects. During what's called STEM Week, some students are practicing surgical techniques, while others are designing video games or building robots. WBUR's Louise Kennedy checked out some of the work.
A dozen kids sit at tables in a classroom at the Perry School in South Boston. Usually, it's a math class, but this week, it's a lab for building monsters.
We're building an interactive friendly monster. Mine is the evil emoji, the red one with the horns.
Seventh grader Alex Burkett holds up the creature he sewed together out of red felt. He points out a disc sewn on its back, a tiny computer processor.
And what we're going to do? We're going to wire this to the LEDs on the monster, and it'll make the LEDs blink the way we programmed it to do on the computer.
The project means Alex and his classmates have to learn several new skills.
We're learning how to sew, how to program, how to wire stuff, a lot of things.
The best way to learn is if you do it yourself.
That's Superintendent of Schools Tommy Chang. He dropped in on the classroom.
So this seems like, is that one on? That one is on. How about that one?
Chang watches as two other boys try to make the circuit for their monster light up. He's a former science teacher himself, and he likes this kind of learning.
It's not about sitting here and reading from a textbook. It's about actually doing the science.
The principal at Perry, Jeff Rose, says that's what education should be.
Although this is a special week for us, we don't want this to just be a special week. We want this to be the vision of what our schools are doing.
That would be fine with Alex Burkett.
So much better than regular classes because you actually get to do stuff instead of listening to lectures about 2 plus 2 equals 4, 9 times 9 equals 81, all that.
Supplies and teacher training for the week cost between $1.5 and $2 million. Paid by foundation and corporate sponsors. The superintendent sees the payoff.
They are completely focused. They don't care who the heck is in this room.
Even though the people in the room include the superintendent, the mayor, the chair of the Boston School Committee, and visitors from other states who may adapt the STEM Week curriculum themselves. Chang says students need science and technology for more than school. They need it for work, for the jobs that he hopes this kind of education will prepare them to have. For 90.9 WBUR and Edify, I'm Louise Kennedy.